Trey, yesterday I was talking to someone and they were telling me that they have a cousin who has a lazy eye.
Okay.
That's it. End of story. No. and I just had the thought, I think it's so funny, I guess, to me that we call it a lazy eye. Like if yeah, the eye, if their left eye would just stop playing so many video games and stop taking unemployment.
You're lazy. It's your problem.
The right track.
Yeah, it's kind of offensive when you think about it. It's like if you, if you meet someone who has just kind of like a, I don't know, maybe they have a floppy arm or something. It's some nerve damage or something. You don't go, oh, wow, lazy arm, huh?
You got a lazy arm. Yeah, they were calling Nemo that down the ocean.
Screw you, man.
Yeah. You have like a prosthetic arm. Yeah. Oh, lazy arm. I lost this in Afghanistan fighting for this country.
In a wheelchair. He's got a lazy legs. Huh?
Lazy legs.
Like, dude, I'm just trying to get a coffee. Leave me alone.
Yeah, the term lazy just makes it seem so like, eh.
That's right. Jim Gaffigan has a joke where he's like, when I'm walking around with like my five kids, people go walk up to me and go, oh, that must be fun. He's like, leave me alone. I don't go to someone in a wheelchair and go, you don't do a lot of dancing. Easy. Lazy eyes are, I encounter them very rarely.
That's funny.
And it's just, it is kind of, it's just strange because you can't tell. I always try to, because I want to be respectful. So I try to, I'm like, okay, obviously this person has a lazy eye. That's fine. But I'm trying to notice which eye is the non-lazy eye. So I can look at
the hardworking.
You know
eye.
What I mean? You don't want to look at the lazy one. You want to look at the one that's looking at me because I want to make eye contact.
The one that has a job.
I'm talking to. Yeah, the one that has a job.
As you were saying though, yeah, I've done the same thing.
Right.
Where it's like, well, maybe I'll just look at their mouth.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
But I always think it's kind of cool to run into someone with a lazy eye. It's like a rare find where you're like, oh,
that's
interesting.
Holographic Charizard.
Wow. Because
These are rare.
Whoa, he's evolved.
Can I take a picture?
Because their eye, I don't actually know. Does it work?
I think they see out of it.
Like, is their vision fine, even though one's pointing in the like a different direction they want to? I don't know.
Gosh, I wish we had internet access. We could look it up. But
my computer's taking a while. Can you see?
No way of knowing.
Can you see? Which is more rare, a lazy eye or a Charizard? Were you a Pokemon kid?
A little bit. Didn't know how to play the game, but I liked the colors. Because I'm a freak boy.
I'm proud to say I never got into it.
Blue Papa.
I never got into that. I never got into Harry Potter. I never got into Digimon.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask about one more. Magic cards. Did you get into those?
What I did get, I don't know what those are. What I did get into were Cabbage Patch Kid cards. Remember those?
Cards? No. More than the dolls, you got into the Cabbage Patch Kid cards.
Cabbage? They were dolls?
Yes.
I think we're thinking of Cabbage Patch Kids. Oh, I'm thinking of... What am I thinking
they
of?
They were definitely dolls.
But there was cards where they were like, they took Cabbage Patch Kids, Garbage Pail Kid cards. They took Cabbage Pail Kids and like tossed them in Chernobyl for a month. And let me look these up.
Garbage Kids?
Garbage Pail Kids. I was obsessed with these. If there was ever a sign I'd do something like this for a living, this was probably it. Like you could, Kiara, if you wouldn't, shout out the editor, our editor for this.
Oh, yeah.
She was editing the last podcast. She's like, I've never met anyone who also has synesthesia, but I do too.
And me neither.
I'm surrounded by a bunch of psychotic people, man. No.
I've never met anyone else who has it. And then one episode I talk about it. Yeah. Kara's like, oh, I have that too.
Holy crap. This garbage pail kid is trying to be sold for $45,000 on eBay. But these were collectibles.
How garbagey
is it? And it would be like, this is a vintage. They're trying to sell for $50. Dude. I wonder if I still have these. My mom keeps a lot of stuff. I need to hit her up. She's listening to this. Do I have the Garbage Pail cards? Remember those, Mom? You would buy me these psycho cards. Kiara, pop some in here. Like Peep and Tom. This guy, it's just a kid who has like eyeballs all over his body.
Oh.
Peep and Tom. And then, also an appropriate name.
Yeah, what a weird name for a kid's card.
Oh, dude. This came full circle. Donald Dump. Pre-President Donald.
No way.
And it's him sitting on the toilet wiping... Oh, that must be a new one. That makes more sense now. With
wow, they really
people don't like. Yeah, people don't like him. It would be like, what's this one? Juice, Atom Bomb. It's a guy like with his head blowing up, and it'd be like Snot Witch Sandra, and it's a girl making a sandwich out of her snot.
Huh. And you were like into this?
I was like, these are cool. These are hilarious. And I would, when I was like eight, I collected a whole bunch of them.
Did your parents know that you were collecting them?
Yeah, I think they were buying them for me. I mean, they're probably like at this point, like, dude, this kid, we'll just get him for him. It's like if I ever became a serial killer, it's like that's the start of my documentary. Yeah. Well, he was always a good kid. He was a sweet boy, but when he was 8, he started collecting those garbage pail kids, and he really liked the ones with a lot of snot. So.
And we brought in psychologists from Stanford to tell you about the correlation between snot and killing.
Yeah. I mean, he was known as Lazy Eye Larry. He collected the Lazy Eye card, and
he would wipe his snot on the victims.
Yeah,
snotty serial killer.
That's what I collected those in buttons, dude. So yeah. Anyways, welcome back to the Desiest podcast in the world. We can actually say that's true.
As far as I know, and I have listened to every other podcast, they have not used the word Desi.
Right.
So that's something only we can say. Welcome back.
Episode 3. You guys have sent in so many reviews. Please keep reviewing us. Showing us love. Share it with your friends. We really appreciate it. We're having fun making this for you. So episode 3 is here. We're going to roll the music.
Here we go.
Please just do. Bless God bless.
Pitchy all over the place. All over the place.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What? That is right. Episode 3.
Desiest podcast. Desiest theme song. Thank you guys for watching and listening. If you want to watch it, look up Trey Kennedy Studios.
Yes. Please go to TreyKennedyStudios.com. No, don't do that. That's not the website. Go to Trey Kennedy Studios on YouTube.
That website doesn't exist.
That reminds me when it was a video we made. I think it was making the paper straw sketch. It was a fake paper straw infomercial.
Where were we?
Do you want something that completely disintegrates in your mouth and does the opposite of what a straw should do? Order paper straws now at paperstrawsuck.com.
Oh, okay.
And then I was talking to. This is what we made that video a couple of years ago. I was talking, and then I think John Christ had me out on tour, and he was like, man, people will try it was sold out. So people are trying to get tickets. He's like, people will try the strangest things to get tickets. And I guess someone, they did me this too. They're like, they bought that domain. And when you entered the domain, it would redirect to John's website.
What?
And he did that as like a ha ha funny prank against Trey. Hey John, see how funny I am. Can I get some tickets?
No.
Yeah.
Way.
And they're just like, what? I mean, it's sold out, so like no, but appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
Yeah,
it's kind of funny. It's a little.
So now,
a little far.
So now, someone's gonna buy TreyKennedyStudios.com, and it'll just say like, the Desi dudes.
Nice.
Don't do that. You would never get any merch for that. We would hate if you do that. But we did pick the merch winners or the merch giveaway for the people who the first 1,000 subscribers to Trey Kennedy Studios. And we got a lot. So please keep subscribing. We're trying to get up to 10,000, posting all the clips and the episodes. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And also you can see our set here at Trey Kennedy Studios at the Dude Less God Blessed set. Oh,
breathing in. Good.
So
today.
Much oxygen. We got all sorts of plants in here. I mean, we got an orchid. We got a succulent farm.
Yeah.
What's that right there, Jake?
And that's another plant.
What's this flower, dude? Come on.
Lily.
Look at it, dude.
Tulip.
Look at it.
Rose. I can't see. I don't know if that was
that's
rose.
That's a rose, dude.
I mean, I'm just guessing. For sure a rose. The movies make them seem super red. True. And this is super yellow.
Yeah, that's one of those rare ones. It cost me $800 and a few garbage bail kit cards.
Yeah. I traded it. A kid with a lazy eye. He couldn't see that it was a rose. Got it from him.
Yeah, so that's some props from a new video. That's probably Katie's favorite props yet. So
she's like, finally.
If you haven't seen it, the video is probably coming out today. We're doing a spoof on plant moms. You heard it here. And yeah, usually I buy like women's clothes for props or like maybe a DiGiorno pizza.
Yeah, which, I like that.
I did too. I liked it too. So did she. She kind of went rogue. And I love when girls, especially her, because she's like, I'm so healthy. But every now and then she just goes rogue. It was like 3 p.m. and she ate like 3/4 of it. Whoa. Like, are you hungry? And then after she's like, my stomach hurts. And but today I was like, she came home. She was like, wow, so many plans.
Nice.
Girls love plans.
We got the fiddly fig.
I kind of like it too. I kind of do. It is some, but you see that if you go to Trachina Studios, you'll see the set. Jake and I, we've been back for like a week now. We had the Hindsight 2020 live stream.
That was awesome.
It went great. We didn't talk about it on last episode. Just we had to record before we left town. And I guess we probably could have talked about it beforehand. We'd have been like, man, we killed it because we knew. No, we didn't know.
I was not so sure.
We did not know. But thank you guys for the kind words. I think everyone enjoyed it. At least the one who. Ones you told me they did, so.
Yeah, it was hard to know in the moment if people were enjoying it.
Yeah.
Just because of the setup. You're in a huge warehouse. There's only 25 people actually in there. They're wearing masks. You can't see them smile. You can barely hear them laugh. It's like, I'm just going to keep powering through the jokes.
How'd you feel? I remember when we went out there, I was like, you got Jake. Get in your head, man. Because that first joke you tell, you're probably going to be shocked by like.
The lack of laughter.
Because there's like 18 people in a warehouse. How'd you feel?
You know. I don't really know where I get the confidence from because I've only performed comedy about six times.
That's amazing. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I really, you know, it's just
but
like.
That's not true. You have tons of stage experience.
That is true.
Which is, it's different, but the same.
And so I think I'm just like, nah, I'm funny. I'm just going to keep doing this.
I learned that too because when I've been doing it that long, but, you know, I feel pretty comfortable up there. I'm like, I don't know what, but I had tons of stage experience in college singing.
Yeah.
And I had some. Horribly humiliating experiences doing that. So it's like, it does a lot for you to just finally be like, you know, sometimes you're going up there and it might just be a disaster and you just shake it off. But it wasn't. It went well. I think everyone enjoyed it. But yeah, it is a strange way to, it's definitely a lot more fun when there's like 800 people instead of eight.
But, it is pretty nice.
But there were, you know, that many people watching. It's just, you hope they had a good time.
You don't get gratified by them in the moment. But yeah, I would be interested to know like, so yeah, you perform singing a lot. You don't get any kind of gratification when you're singing. That's you're just standing there.
That's what's better and also worse about comedy is like
at least comedy you get
at least comedy you validated. Like you up there and sing. That's how you have so there's not a lot of bad comedians because you undoubtedly know if you weren't funny.
You know if you did good.
But there's a lot of bad singers who repeatedly like in college we do these. We just go around town and you know you kind of make your name for yourself within school. Like if we want to do a little concert, we know Train Allen will like do a set. And we also know this guy and this guy. And there's like some of these people you keep seeing around. Like, how are you still doing?
Who's inviting you back?
You know what? And that's how you see people in American Idol like try out. Like everyone in the family knows them to be a star. And they have like one tooth. They look like a Garbage Pail Kid card. And they're like, ha! And there's like, you're horrible. It's because people no one's going to tell you that. But when you're singing, it's just quiet.
And they're always going to clap at the end.
They are. Well, I will say the first time I ever sang, I saw some like, good positive reactions, which to this day is the only reason I'm even in this position. Yeah. If that hadn't gone well, because I was way too shy and I was way out. So luckily it did. But I had one performance where it was in front of all this group. We were doing like a group musical thing. I was going to be like the lead of it. And we were kind of like practicing the group parts. Like, Trey, we need to hear like your solo part. Just kind of go for it. I don't really, you know, I just.
Oh, you went for
I was,
it.
Basically, I went for it, and I was just like,
and it cracked.
Oh, and the whole just dead quiet, and everyone burst into laughter.
Like, oh, well, you're like
that. I wanna.
I switch to comedy now since I made you guys laugh so easily.
Yeah. Oh, I just murdered in terms of comedy, but singing it was a disaster. So that is what's cool because when you. Do comedy, you immediately know if it's going well or like if there's I had one joke in the live stream that the crowd just those few people there just it was silence. And I think if you remember seeing the show, I was like, we didn't like that one, all right,
yeah,
and I just kept going because it's just amazing how most, you know, I think a lot of my jokes were some were better than others, but there's some level of funny in them, I hope, but there's some times where in your head you're like, yeah, and you say it and you realize, oh no.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I've talked about it. Yeah. Trump and Knoxville.
Trump and Knoxville.
I'll never forget
it. Two things that don't mix. Or they mix well and you tried to unmix them, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nashville was
a good time. They're kind of back in shutdown mode. So we just kind of chilled. I don't know. It's just a weird time, but we Ubered around, met some good Uber drivers.
We did have the full gamut, I would say, like every version. We had super talkative lady on the last day.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
And you're so nice to him. I just let you, I didn't really help you out much. I think I was just worn out, ready to go home. And I was like, just keep talking to her.
She was, from what I can remember, just like, I mean, we would be like, we had a conversation. It lasted a few minutes. Now we're done. Mm-hmm. And then a new song would come on the radio. Now, Plain White Tees. Now I have not heard much from them recently.
And I was trying to kind of, because I think it was for real trying to talk to you about something, maybe work or something. I was like, yeah, Jacob. And she would like interrupt me talking to you and be like, I tell you what.
I do remember now. She would point out the buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Now this, do you know what's over here anymore? Because I remember Rodney Danielson used to own that shop, and I'm not sure where. So, yeah, we had talking to Tammy.
Yeah, like you're taking us to the airport to leave this town. We don't live here.
We don't know who owns this building.
That's one of my pet peeves with Ubers, too. They'll be like, so where are we headed?
This is what
that address.
I am paying you to know where I'm headed.
I might take this route. Do you mind? Yeah. Do what Google says. This machine that's about to take us over in a few years. Listen to it.
Yeah, exactly. And then, but we also had some good, we had a nice, like, old man, didn't say a peep.
Yeah.
He was nice.
True.
And we had the full gamut. I hadn't been in Uber in forever. When I was probably 5-6 weeks ago, I was out of town and unfortunately, I had to take a like 45 minute Uber from Fort Worth to Dallas.
Mm.
And
what's the longest Uber you've ever taken?
I feel like I took one in Los Angeles from like LAX to like Orange County. That was like an hour and a half.
I was in a 2.5 hour Uber in LA.
Oh yeah. LA sucks.
It's crazy, man.
LA sucks. I mean, I like Los Angeles, but the traffic sucks. But this 45 minute Uber ride, I was in for a treat. Have you ever had, first of all, you ever had an Uber driver who was a SoundCloud rapper?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Oh yeah. I've had, like they may play a little bit of their music for you.
Yeah. So had that full experience, but I was in a great mood, super talkative. So I'm just like, he's like, I think he asked me like, so what kind of music you listen to?
Yeah.
You know, so I'm saying a few things. Then he's like, you listen to rap? I'm like, yeah, a little bit. Why do you ask? And then there he goes. That
Lecrae?
Was right. Yeah, but he Tadashi. And he was like, I rap. I was like, no, I did not know. And I was like, can I hear it? And, you know, that was music to his ears. Like, yes, someone asked me. I didn't have to just. So he starts playing it for me.
You were by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Just me and him. So he's playing it for me and he's rapping alongside of it. Like kind of quietly, but I can still like he's hitting like the Bee Gees or whatever. He's hitting like the last word.
Hitting the ad libs.
It's gone. You know, whatever. I'm like, dude, nice.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I'm like ad libbing in the back form.
Uber. Driver. Uber plus.
Five stars.
Five stars. Uber plus. Uber pool in the
Uber black. I mean, talking about the service.
No. I didn't mean, Uber black. How are they not been?
Yeah. Tear down that monument.
Yeah. No kidding.
Okay. Sorry. Anyway. So we're rapping along together. No, not really. He is rapping along. He gets done. I'm like, dude, that one was great. I was like, I like that last one the best probably. And he's like, well, you know, I had a feature on that one. I was like, okay. I thought that I heard someone else's voice. He's like, dude, I got 52 Savage. Which is a real rapper's name that he told me. And instinctively, I didn't know it was legit at first. And so I asked, I was like, oh, maybe we're like to the point where we can joke around.
Maybe, he's a comedic rapper. Is this a bit?
So I say, is that 21 Savage's dad? And turns out it's not. They are not related.
Okay.
It's not a family
but
name.
But it is two different rappers.
It is separate from 21 Savage.
It's just like a discount 21 Savage.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. We got a... this next track, I got a feature from One Chain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on the come up
little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Two Chains, he's doing his thing, but One Chain is off the chain.
I'm hoping to get in touch with 25 Cent.
25 Cent.
I'm hoping he emails me back.
Bottles in the club, I'm maga, what you need? Don't charge that to my tab, though I can't afford it. Uber.
Yeah, Uber. Go party. It's my half birthday. Party like it's my half birthday.
I'll take you to the candy shop. But we're just looking. I can't buy nothing this.
You can have one item. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Who else did they get on the feature? They got the Ying Yang brothers. Not quite
Ying
twins.
Yang. Yeah, right. The Ying Yang cousins. Stepbrothers.
The Ying Yang cousins.
And the whispering, yeah.
Where you, hey, little mama, let me whisper in you.
That was such a classic when you were like raised as a good little boy.
Yes.
Like, have it on your iPod and like play it in front of your friends. Like, let me whisper in you. Tell me this. It was horrifying.
It was scary. I still remember
me. It was the ASMR before it was like legal.
Yeah, it was like NC-17 ASMR. Yeah. A lot of letters in there.
Wait, you see my Uber.
At the beginning of that song, I still remember me and Chris Berry in high school thought it was so funny. There was a sound at the beginning of that song that is like oddly repulsive and attractive. It kind of sounds like a soda can opening, but like more like wet than that. I don't know how to describe it. Kind of like that. And we thought it was so funny because we were good little boys.
Dude, yo, this next track, I got a new feature. Pre Malone.
Oh, nice.
I was proud of that one. I want to go back to that. I could do that all day.
Yeah.
Yo, we got
rappers do make it
Skittles.
Easy. I don't get it.
Eminem, I don't know.
Oh, dang it. That's an easy one.
I don't know. Some people like Skittles more than Eminem. So yeah. I don't know.
And all the rappers I mean with their name. Yeah. Tadashi 1-9. Like, okay.
Yeah.
He's a ways away.
Okay.
He'll get there. He's probably not on house arrest.
Snoop Puppy on this next track, dog. Snoop Puppy. Sick. These sound like garbage pile kid cards.
Yeah. Donald Dump.
Snooping out puppies to murder. I had this crazy story. I don't know if this is ever true. You ever hear these like crazy myths of like what crazy kids in your dude? I know this one kid. He went to a different high school. I don't know. Yeah. I just heard this. I don't know if you know this, but he used to take like squirrels and he'd bury them with only their heads up, and then he'd turn on his lawnmower, and he'd
what?
You'd be like, whoa! There's no way that's true. Those are the kids who really liked Garbage Pail Kids. You ever heard those stories? They'd be like, yo, you hear this party? They had this pet dog. They were having a high school party. Their parents weren't home, so they were like having adult drinks. And they gave some to the dog, and it died. So to cover it up, they like ran it over. Yeah, you'd be like, there's no way that's real.
I don't believe any of those are real, but
those are like, wow. Those that if you like grew up in the town I grew up, you would, in my years of time frame, you heard those.
They were
like,
I was gonna say
myths around the
city. Oklahomies, yeah, are good storytellers. Yeah. I don't think my little farm town, we didn't have the imagination for that.
Sure, yeah.
Or it was just actually
they
happening.
They got creative in those gated communities.
Man. Yeah. I think where I grew up, that was happening and no one thought anything of it. Like, oh yeah, he's just mowing the squirrels. Yeah.
Take them, isn't it wild? Think of the evolution of dog owning. Like, you used to, if the dog was kind of sick, you took him out back, you shot him, you buried him. He lived out there anyways. You're like, we're going to miss old Yeller.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're like, give him his fifth knee surgery. He needs to walk.
Yeah. How many dogs have you lost?
I grew up with a beagle. Love beagles.
Are you familiar? Shiloh.
Yes.
Great book.
They're so adorable. They're noticed as well. They're used a lot. I've heard something crazy like.
For hamburgers? What was it?
They're used a lot. McDonald's, right? They're used like a lot in kind of to be treated in bad scenarios, like tortured with to treat chemicals on them and stuff or something. Because they're sweet dogs. They're like, you know, you're not gonna test out products on a Rottweiler, right?
Sure,
like,
oh my God.
But they're just sweet dogs, so that's sad. But they're a great family dog because they're so nice and they have that howl, which is hilarious. Which gets very
big
annoying.
Old ears.
Yeah. And so we had Toby died when I was like 10, and I remember seeing him like try to walk and fall over. 10 years old. I mean, it was worse than any human.
Wait, dying. How was he dying?
He's just old. He was like 13, and so
he just fall over.
He was like he hardly ate or like got up for a couple of weeks. So we kind of knew like, man, something was wrong, and we tried to like, come on, get up and eat, and he like tried to walk and fell over, and I was like,
all the dog moms have just turned off the podcast.
Oh, it was trauma. Yeah, trigger warning. I'm sorry. And, you know, so he's just old and they put him down. It was sad. And then we got another beagle and he died when I was like 22. And to be fair, I remember being like, who cares? But when they called me and told me, I was like, oh. And I kind of come home from college. I'm like, oh. That's probably the weirdest part. Not when you get more adult, you're like, at least I know some are like, dogs are equivalent to humans, but you kind of difference. Like, I'd obviously be more upset if like my mom died than my dog, but the weirdest part is just this thing's been around for like 10 years or whatever, and you come home and it's like, oh. And he had a lazy eye, so okay, let's just taking a weird turn on the podcast. It's supposed to be Desi, and we're getting a little depressy.
Well, I had
you had dogs.
Yeah, I was going to tell you about how many of mine died.
Get it to us, so, man.
I had three of my dogs run over in like a 4-year span. So
did you have three dogs at once?
No.
Okay, that's good. Because that two is like, that's fun. Three, it's kind of like, I think families have a two pet threshold and maybe like a four kid threshold. It's what I think. If you have three or more pets, it's kind of like, okay, maybe stop following the dog influencers and stop going to Petco.
Get a hobby.
Four more kids, you're like, just stop. Yeah.
So we got Buddy when I was 10. Mm. Got ran over. Then we got Scooter. Got hit by Scooter.
It's like, all right, this guy got ran over. Let's name the next one after a motorized vehicle.
No,
and then decision. And then we got
F-150.
Yeah. Then we got horse trailer, and that was a lot of wheels.
All jokes aside, this is true. Then our third dog was Lucky and got ran over by a snowplow. Don't laugh. Wait,
those don't go. Okay, I'm sorry.
That is true, sadly.
A snowplow. Those don't go that fast, do they?
I mean.
Oh, you mean the trucks with just like a plow on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Andy.
For whatever reason, the first thing popped in mind was a Zamboni. And I was just completely wrong. Yeah, like, we got a fourth dog named Zamboni, and we took him ice skating. And
he's super smooth now.
Yeah.
He's ready to play hockey on top of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a rough old go of it, but it's hardened me as a person now.
Horrible stories. Like, I have a friend who, when she was really young, had a pet bunny, and she witnessed the neighbor dog. You ever seen a dog like play with a toy and just like whip his head back and forth?
Oh yeah, our dogs are playing moles.
Hurl it into the air.
Yeah.
I guess she witnessed that of her like little bunny just get Roger Rabbit yeeted up into the air by the next door doubt neighbor.
See, I never saw my dogs get run over, so that's fine. Good. That'd be, but if I saw my own animal
traumatizing
die. So I used to work in youth ministry before I made YouTube videos and whatnot, and I had
so
to be
white.
I did the classic transition from youth minister to YouTuber.
Guys, I have to let you know, this has been such a great opportunity for me, but I have to go to my next calling of being
What's up, guys? Yeah. We're doing an epic prank today.
Yeah.
Prank calling Jake Paul. No, but one time, this kid, he was in eighth grade. He was awesome. We hung out all the time. He was whatever. But I had to be the one to tell him some news. Thankfully, it wasn't anything that weird, but it was the news of, John, your rabbit did not go live on a farm. That's what his parents told him. And he's like,
Wait. Back up. So this was like years after his rabbit was gone.
They sat him down.
So he's like, when did his rabbit, did you say this? Did I miss this? When did his rabbit leave his life?
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't give him very many details. So I think when he was in sixth grade, his like rabbit left his life.
Okay.
And so we're hanging out one day, several of us all hanging out. And he's like, oh yeah, I had a rabbit who my parents had to go take it to go live on a farm. Uh-huh. And we were like, oh no, John.
How old is he now? Know. He's like a high schooler?
No, he was in eighth grade then. But like a very like self-aware eighth grader. Right. We were like surprised, like, oh, you know a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he was just.
How do you not know where the farm
it's
is?
It's time for, you know, that's what happens to every rabbit. They have to have their farm phase.
And he did not like back down. We were like, even a couple of the other eighth graders are like, dude, like there's not a farm. And he is just like, no, dude, my parents drove me past the farm.
Yeah.
Like they showed me where all the other rabbits are. We go, did you see it though? Did you see Periwinkle? He's like, no, but like it was, I'm telling you, it was like a rabbit farm. And we're like, yeah, dude, your rabbit's dead, man.
Oh,
it was awesome.
And his parents sat him down.
I don't know. I mean, they sat him down and told him his rabbit went to live on a farm. And that's what he believed.
And he to this
and
day.
And I was the one who had to tell him his rabbit is dead.
So I
left a pretty good impact.
That's great. That's fantastic. Speaking of hilarious
deaths.
I don't know. But so a number of months ago, I had to go to a funeral. And my grandmother, especially during COVID and everything, she wanted to get ready for it, but she's grandma, so she probably shouldn't be like running around the town. So they had a lady come into her home to do her hair.
Okay.
And this was like hard of quarantine where like all the salons were closed and everything. And Katie and I were gearing up for our like COVID wedding. So Katie was trying to, obviously she wanted to get her like nails and hair like all updated, but it was just kind of like
updated.
Yeah.
Like it's, I got to download the software.
Got the new iOS ballet slipper.
Yeah, iOS Paul Mitchell.
Yeah. And so she, I was just, you know, I was like, you know, I was trying to, because obviously she's upset in general about all this. I'm like, I don't know how to fix this. And we were there as my grandma's getting ready, a home visit for a funeral. And I was just like, oh, you could like maybe hop in next in line.
Yeah.
And of course she's so nice. She's like, no, I would never do that. And like, oh, my family doesn't care. And so of course they're very nice. And like, she got a really nice haircut and nails and it was great. Everyone wins. Well, I guess just haircut. I don't know how it works, but it's been hilarious to make fun of her. I was like, remember that time you took advantage of like my grandma's funeral appointment? It's like,
do your hair. Yeah,
Grammy, I know you're getting ready for this funeral, but listen, I have a wedding in a couple of weeks.
I could use some foundation.
Yeah. You're getting ready to mourn. I'm getting ready for a new morning. So no, it worked out, but it was just kind of a funny. It was very stark, like look in the face of reality. Like one day we'll be getting prepped for one of our last few funerals, not the rest of our lives. Like Periwinkle or
Periwinkle.
F-150.
What else could you have said to her? I know that he's not coming back, but I guess you needed that shellac.
Nice.
I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know much about female things, but I know that's a word.
We're going to go to this burial plot.
Okay.
But before, we need to make sure you're doing a lot. I don't know. I hey, fell flat.
Honorable mention. That's Thank good. You. It's hard. We don't know things about women.
She got a blowout too. I was trying to rhyme that. Anyways.
I don't even know what that is. Is it her tire?
But what... yeah, she, it's the tire or hair. It's so a blowout for a girl. Yeah, I'm learning all sorts of stuff.
I legit don't know.
I inform you here on the podcast. It's when girls like not only have their hair trimmed and fixed, but like totally like shampooed and blow dried. And
oh, that's called a blowout.
Yeah, I might be missing the details, but
that's no, I'm sure like you nailed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
if Trey missed some details, leave us a 5-star review and
yeah.
tell us what he missed.
Yeah. Thank you guys. You guys help us. We help you. I know I helped someone save a little bit of money on some car.
I wrote that down. Yeah, I was going to say thank you for the reviews, especially the one who's like, thank you for saving me $60.
Yeah. I was like, listen, they're trying to cheat you. Make sure you're not getting ripped off. And someone was like, wait, do I really need this? And they're like, no,
good.
Saved you $60.
Gotcha. That's why we're so desi.
Yeah. Desi, dude. I wanted to talk about this because this is amazing. I forgot about this. Growing up, my dad installed something on our TV called the TV Guardian.
I'm not familiar with this.
So this was a piece of technology back in the day
I believe
that could detect bad words and would like slice in a
guard
good word, like a one of those edited for TV movies or like a Japanese film.
Yeah,
be like, you mother flinger,
yes,
you piece of
crud.
Astronaut, yeah, you better watch your mouth, you old jack astronaut.
I still remember the movie Liar Liar when it would air on like TBS or whatever. There's a scene where Jim Carrey is like beating the living daylights out of himself in the bathroom. Someone walks in on him. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm kicking my butt, do you mind? It was like a different like person entirely.
Buddy. Yeah, they don't even try to.
I'm kicking my butt.
It's like, guys, this is airing on TNT in 5 minutes. Fix the cuss words, and they just do it.
Someone say butt.
Booty butt.
Crap, turd.
Britches.
So the TV Guardian, did you feel pretty Guardian. Guarded?
I was incredibly, it was like the extra layer of armed guards in my bubble.
So how, I don't understand. No, if I understand how the software would work, or was it like...
Oh, I don't. I mean, do you understand how any of this is working right now? How does this mic work?
How do you hear us? Where are we?
I don't...
What color is my grandpa?
Yeah. You
know, I don't know anything that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like it would just like plug into the TV and then it would know like a cuss word and would it mute it?
I think it would just like pick it up and either throw a subtitle or like... I think that's what it did, to be fair. I think it just like... could detect, you know, there's only so many bad words. So I think you could detect them and like throw in a subtitle or something. But, and then also like where I grew up, I remember ESPN was 29, 30 was MTV, 31 was MTV. If you're scrolling through channels, it'd go 27, 28, 29, 31.
Oh,
no MTV, dude. Skip that one.
I was going to say, that's a great combo back to back, ESPN and MTV.
Oh,
not for you.
No, Jake. No, 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 no. MTV Cribs. No. I don't know where 50 cent or 25 cent lives. Exhibit. I would watch that late at night. Woo, Pimp My Ride.
Oh yeah. We heard that you ate a hot dog last summer, so we installed a hot dog roller in your minivan.
Yeah, we made your car into a piece of junk, into a more crazy piece of junk that you'll never sell. That's what's wrong with those shows.
They would take like one thing that you mentioned in your interview and like make that the theme of your car.
Right, and that's these people, you know, or Extreme Home Makeover Your Cars or Pimp My Ride or Pimp My Suburban Bubble Home. I don't know what they were called, but how do you insure an exhibit made car? It's like, yeah, I got rear-ended it. Yeah, it messed up the
cotton candy machine.
I need reimbursed for that. Like, okay, your insurance is $800 a month.
I never thought about that. I don't think it was old enough to really.
I'd heard about that, like Extreme Home Makeover, where they build a house in a week.
Ty Pennington.
Yeah,
move that bus.
It's like, okay. So they're like, yeah, we want to help those people. They're so poor, they can hardly eat. So we're going to make them a $2 million home. Their property taxes are now higher than anywhere they could possibly rent, not alone their utility bill. It's like and then you're in a normal neighborhood with beat rundown houses. Who's going to buy a $2 million house in a neighborhood full of $100,000 houses? You just set these people up for financial disaster.
I never thought about this.
Yeah, I've heard about it with Chip and Joe too. We're like, I've learned about this because, you know, it's like a big boy thing. I've bought a house before.
You know what a blowout is.
But it is helpful. Like, you don't want to buy the most expensive. Like, I would never, you know, we live in a nice middle class neighborhood here. It's great.
Yeah.
If for some reason me or somebody wanted to make this house into a $1 million house, who in the world who has that much money would buy a $1 million house in a neighborhood like this?
You need like a house guardian. Yeah. Don't let you do
exactly.
That.
Yeah.
Don't let him in.
It just doesn't. So they just devastate these people financially. I'm sure. I don't know how.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's get let's get someone on the
Ty
pod
Pennington.
As a guest. I think Ty would be a little biased.
Ty's canceled.
Cancel him. I want to get someone who's had their house redone by Extreme Home Makeover and let's ask them how it was.
Or Chip and Joe. We probably have a better bet with Chip and Joe's audience.
Okay.
We got someone who's renovated by Chip and Joe. I would love to hear your thoughts because, yeah, think about it. You're barely getting by. Now your property taxes are up. And now imagine trying to sell that house. For sale, this house, we have four bedrooms. One of the bedrooms has a pterodactyl in it with an avatar swing, and another bedroom, she was a little princess, so it has a princess slide.
It has a virtual reality Elsa that will come out of the closet and say goodnight to you.
It was so impractical.
You can't uninstall it.
Which obviously you have to do for TV, but it's like when I was, this was a much lesser version, but my parents were like, we're moving, you can have your room any color you want. Like, we'll do that. You know, paint it whatever, you know, whatever. And I grew up a huge Oklahoma State fan. I'm like, Oklahoma State, bright orange.
Orange and black.
If you remember my early vines, you remember those orange walls.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
So, because I could go home from college, it was still orange. And obviously, like, I remember making those videos. I guess I didn't care enough, but I remember kind of being like, it'd be nice if these walls weren't orange. I mean, eventually, it's like, if you're redoing my house, Ty Pennington, and when I'm five, you paint Garbage Pail Kids all over my walls.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, when I bring home my first girlfriend 10 years later, I'm going to get arrested.
She's going to be looking at Snot-Nosed Sally saying, I'm going to be a victim soon.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on Law and Order.
Just, yeah. I read some article on that or whatever. I was kind of fascinated. Like, wow, these people are screwed.
Yeah, I never thought about that. It's because I'm not a big boy yet, probably.
Yeah.
I don't have a wife.
Yeah.
But I do. I did always appreciate and love the MTV Pimp My Ride. Just so extreme.
It was
so impractical.
A humiliating vehicle to drive. But I loved watching it was very creative. But man, I loved it.
When we were car shopping before the big road trip, we were looking, I don't know how much I should explain it, whatever. But basically, we were looking into buying a limo. But one of the other options also in Craigslist on Main was a van that had been on Pimp My Ride.
Who don't know, Jake drove a limo to all 50 states.
48. Alaska and Hawaii were hard to get to.
Well, all right. That was not my brightest moment, but go ahead.
That is kind of a fun time, even just an hour relationship. Like I called Trey like two springs ago out of nowhere. Didn't even have his phone number.
Yeah,
but I was pretty sure it was Trey because I knew the area code and we were in a group text, whatever. And I'm calling him. I'm like pitching myself to him after the series of like four phone calls over the course of a month. He's like, yeah, let's do it. Let's work together. He's like, when can you start? And I was like, well, I'm doing this
call you in 5 months
thing. It's hard to explain. I'm going on this limo road trip. When will you be done? Once I get on Ellen DeGeneres, I will be done. And then you were cool with it. You're like, great. Yeah. See you then.
I was like, this, I just figured I never, I was like, this kid probably won't make it. I
probably never hear from this guy again.
No. I think I was just like, yeah, that's cool. I don't know.
But we did get on Ellen and we did not end up buying the Pimp My Ride. We bought a limo instead.
So you have a little insider scoop. Did you, you see any malpractice inside? That's a medical term. No, what's malpractice mean? It's medical malpractice or malpractice. I use it correctly.
I don't know.
I'm having a little bit of a bad 2 minutes here on the podcast. Get it back to being Desi and intelligent.
The Pimp My Ride band, it was a girl who I guess loved making bracelets. And this is such an example of exhibit. He's like, we heard you made a bracelet for your 11th grade best friend. So we put an entire bead making station in the back of your trunk.
Yo, this girl rocking anklets. She out here making beads and stuff. So we got a whole spool of yarn as the four wheels.
Oh.
Cribs.
But it really was, there was a bead making station in this van, and it was like, that's cool, I guess, but I don't want that in my car.
Yeah, she that's funny. I used to love anklets, man. You remember that trend? Do you ever wear anklets?
I put a rubber band around my ankle for a day.
I know. I never, hopefully I'll never have to wear anklet again. Like we said, I've known some, I actually haven't known anyone, but I just remember Shia LaBeouf, that movie. He was on House Arrest.
He made it look awesome.
Yeah, he was kind of cool about it.
That girl who I thought was Blake Lively up until a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Turns out, not her.
Just.
But still nice to look at.
Generally pretty actress.
Yeah, with wavy, dirty blonde hair. Mm. You're probably Blake Lively.
Yeah, that's fine. I used to braid yarn and make little bracelets. That was a thing for some reason.
Really?
Pretty strange.
Were you best friends with all the girls at summer camp?
No, I had no relationship with any women for a number of years, but that was, I don't know, that was a thing. A lot of guys had those
little, like you would just like whip out like bands for the boys.
I just hit up Michaels and be like, yo, I need three fire colors. And I braid that ish together, make an anklet.
It's hooking the boys up. Like, yo, he likes Chicago Bulls. I'm going to go deep red, black and white for him.
Yeah, dog.
Huh.
Say less.
I don't know what I did for my friends in the realm of arts and crafts, but I also didn't collect buttons, so I guess that checks out.
Yeah, I'm saying a lot of things that don't really help.
I like it. People are going to know you.
Yeah, God bless. So you said you went by Ellen. Did you see any sketchy stuff back there? She's kind of on the news lately.
Yeah, I haven't really.
Did somebody call you names or something?
They were incredibly nice and bent over backwards for us. So that's my experience.
Yeah.
And not in an inappropriate way. Yeah. Like bent over backwards.
Yeah, that's figuratively. We've got to cancel that expression. I think we could all agree on that. Yes. That expression's canceled. No.
They bent me over backwards.
We have bent over backwards for you. Okay. Listen, I never asked for.
I didn't ask you to bend over. Much less backwards. Yeah. That's not even what I prefer.
Yeah, I don't even. That expression's for sure phasing out. I guarantee
that. Just imagine. I mean, yeah, it kind of reminds me of School of Rock, that scene where Jack Black's like, he's having the parent-teacher conference. He's like, your kids have touched me, and I'm pretty sure I've touched them too.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Oh, no.
He just runs out.
That Kicking and Screaming is one of my favorites. Genuinely funny PG movie, so I was allowed to watch it. And when he gets pet burbs for the players, and he's like, and it turns out, some of those like birds were ill. They may have had salmonella. I may have inadvertently poisoned your children. Just amazing, dude. He's the best. I don't know. Saying? Ellen.
Oh, yeah.
Ellen coming for Ellen. Nobody's safe, I guess.
Which I don't know if it's her. I think it's just staff.
Her staff, which is kind of.
It's like mistreating their employees.
Let me preface this by saying I know nothing about the situation, but it's kind of like. At the end of the day, I guess. Is she like the CEO of the whole production, or she's a face of it? I would assume other people are kind of in charge of it.
That's what I would assume too.
But maybe she's like business lady too running it. I don't know. If she is, I guess she's more responsible. If she's just like, you know, if she's just Ellen being on the Ellen show, she probably just shows up to shoot it.
That's kind of what I think. I see Oprah as more of like she might be CEO of like, you know, the OWN network, all that, her books, everything.
Oh, true. Yeah.
But I think Ellen's Just a pretty face. It's just a pretty 63-year-old face.
She's a great dancer, man.
She is. I like Ellen.
She's a lot of fun. I got called. I've been contacted by the. I was one of my vines on the Ellen Show years ago.
Oh no way! Which one? Recreate it right now.
It may be icy out, but no days off. And then I shot a basil in my hoop at my parents' house, and we had had a crazy ice storm in Oklahoma. There was like an inch layer of ice on everything outside, so the ball just went in the goal, and I mean it was frozen solid, so just stuck in there.
Oh,
and I guess there was like a big ice storm in the region, so she's like, "Yeah, this winter there's a few people who aren't letting the storm stop them," and she showed like three vines, and mine was one of it. And
that's awesome.
My mom and all her friends were very excited.
Oh yeah.
Which was kind of cool. And then they hit me up two or three times over the years. I guess they do this. I mean, if I have anything to complain about, they let me on. So
they ghosted us for a month. We had to literally protest outside their studio to get on the show.
But I guess they do this with probably a ton of people. If anyone in their like in their studio or their work kind of like notices someone, like let's like reach out to this guy just to get a vibe, maybe just like kind of we'll be in touch.
Yeah.
So I talked to some gal from the studio who's just like, "We love your video. Tell us about yourself." And I kind of did and never heard from him again. So I guess they didn't like what they heard, but.
Was it Sarah from production?
No, I talked to a, I don't know.
Because Sarah, if you're listening, what was up with that email?
Sarah.
Come on.
Sarah.
Wait, speaking of TV shows, did you ever watch, it came out on Netflix a few months ago, The Circle. That like weird dating show.
No, where they I didn't dive in. Is it worth it?
I watched half of one episode. The premise for you guys out there, if you haven't seen it, is like they're all in one apartment building, but they will never see each other face to face. They use like their own Siri, their own Amazon Alexa.
So it's like Love is Blind kind of?
Yes, yeah, so they don't see each other, but yeah, and they don't even hear each other. So there's a lot of like trickery that goes on. You could put up pictures of what you say you look like, and you could say you're a woman. And I don't know what the big twist is at the end. I didn't get that into it. But the reason I bring this up is this week I got called by someone. They're like, "Hey, I'm a friend of so-and-so. He gave me your number. I've made it to the final round of casting for next season of The Circle," which is the name of the show.
Mm-hmm.
"And this is weird to say, but I think you have the right look that I am wanting to catfish some people with on the show. Can I use your likeness on the show?" I didn't even know what to think about that.
Wow.
My takeaway is that, like, I think it's for the most part a compliment, like attractive, but not like hard to believe attractive.
You have a trustworthy face.
Yeah, nice, round, soft, like Midwest face.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, this is, it's believable attractive.
Yeah, it's like, great. That's not made up. That's not airbrushed.
Yeah, this guy's for sure real. Yeah, no one would fake with this guy.
No one would go to a doctor to look like this.
Yeah, yeah. Wow, dude.
But if she gets cast on the show and they use my pictures, I get paid $1,000. So I was like, yeah, right. Take whatever
it
you want.
It pays to look pretty good.
Slightly above average.
That's fantastic, man.
Yeah, so we'll stay tuned on that. I mean, I'm not expecting to hear back from her ever again.
That'd be so funny. What a hilarious random like way for you to appear. Be like, "I watched this weird show on Netflix and then
were you on it?
You weren't on it, but your photos were on it. Do you know that? Do you?"
Like, nope. Yeah. Friend of a friend called me, said I looked okay.
Yeah.
And here I am.
That is hilarious.
So yeah, that's kind of fun. Just something happened. Yeah,
I might be on a TV show soon.
Sure.
It's one of those deals. I feel like TV shows do this a lot. They're doing some kind of like remote, like best at home videos because instead of.
Who's doing this?
It's going to be on like CBS or something.
Okay.
One of those.
Oh, it'll
be like Premiere, national television. Like,
yeah.
Reach out to us. Like, we like one of your videos. Like, sure. It'd be fun. And we like went through the contract and talked to all of them and sent them the video. And at the end, they're like, "All right, cool. Thanks so much. We're putting together an episode now. I'll let you know if it makes it."
Like, well, sounds like it's not making it.
How about you decide before we go through this rigmarole? Jeez. So I don't. Yeah. Sounds like it's not making it. Sounds like it was a nice way to be like, "This video was pretty good, but not unbelievably good."
If seven.
Similar to Jake's looks.
Or eight people. Yeah. If seven or eight people all back out from this contract. Yeah.
Yeah.
You might be in business.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember I got asked to do some other kind of show where it was like, it was just one of those cheesy shows where it's like display your random talent they have on, like a magician and a comedian and an artist. And they wanted me to come do like comedy on this show. And I was like, I don't think so. It feels like I call that a high risk, low reward.
Yeah.
Oh, someone might see it on that cheesy program and be like, "Oh, that was pretty funny." Or just be like, "Wait, I think I follow that guy. What's he? That was weird.
It feels like he's stupid.
It's like the national anthem of comedy.
Yeah. Everyone expects it to be phenomenal.
I've been asked maybe a few times. I'll never sing a national anthem.
That's
never
for you.
All the risk, zero reward. No one's ever been like, I tell you what, I need to. The way he sang that, he covered the anthem.
Rockets Red Glare.
I gotta find out more about this guy.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, that was sufficient. Let's get to the game.
Exactly. They played a national anthem before my pickleball tournament Saturday.
Mm, how did it sound?
It sounded like most national anthems do inside of an indoor convention center that's about 80,000 square feet.
Was it just some local young person?
I don't even know if they had someone assigned. They're just like, we're in Branson. There's a lot of country anybody folk
here sing? Yeah. Was it pretty country?
Anybody know the Ball Knobbers?
Oh, say can you see? Y'all better stand up now. Is that what that? But that was the vibe. That's where we start. The anthem's becoming I'm not even going to get into it, but my gosh.
Y'all better stand at the pickleball tournament.
Yeah. Because one of my best bits from years ago was like kind of it was right during the Super Bowl or something where it was Furry or someone just had a catastrophe of an anthem. That's what I'm saying. Okay. No one's ever trended because they killed the anthem.
No.
You're only trending because you totally ruined it. And I think it was Fergie. It was just a disaster. They're like, oh, say, can you see? And they make the song 4 minutes. You're like, oh my gosh. But the anthem reminds me of a fantastic story. You're going to love this. So as I start to kind of build the social media stuff, I get asked to my first big brand thing that's like really exciting. I get asked via Amazon to go to the Final Four. This is in 2016, maybe. Yeah, 2016.
To what, post and do some things for Amazon?
To kind of be there on site, go share the experience, talk about it. Was all about Lexi the Echo. I don't want to say her name because it just sets off everyone's world. That's what we called her when we were trying to like shooting content with her is a nightmare because it's like especially back then a little more inconsistent and we were like, let's call her Lexi because we kept saying like someone turn on to
we
and
go
she'd
grab
be like hello and it'd be like oh my god,
shut up.
But anyways, we're there, national anthem, it's great. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. Final Freudian slip. Final Four, it's great. We've kind of done all the content, so we're just kind of watching the games. It's amazing, right? I'm young, this is so fun. And I had recently gone through a kind of a gnarly breakup, like a young love thing where like we were both all into it, but it was just hold on.
Gnarly is throwing me off a bit. Like she was a skateboarder and she
was a skater girl. Gnarly was it was wicked.
Freaking
nectar, dog. I don't know why I went a little West Coast.
My
there.
Breakup had some NOS on it, dude.
Yeah, dog. Shoot.
Wicked gnarly.
Pit my ride, dude.
Steezing when I dumped her.
No,
dude.
So it was just like young and it was probably my one and only like adult breakup that was like difficult
rough
for me. Whatever.
Gotcha.
Whatever.
It's gnarly.
Who cares?
It's gnarly.
This is a Desi podcast. And but whatever, we're out there having fun. I'm you know, not thinking about that. And in a bizarre turn of events, I'm just going to say it.
I can't wait.
We sit down for the game, and at the Final Four on national television, she's singing the national anthem.
Hold on.
I was like, I just feel like God, this is God's. I didn't realize God was a practical jokester.
Yeah.
Is he up there? This is brutal.
Bear me strength. Holy cow. So you're like, how recently had the gnarly breakup happened?
What Final Four happens in April, right? So probably I'm kind of forgetting the term event. I mean, within the last couple of months.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're still in one of the five stages of grief at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. Probably just
bargaining.
I was probably heading into like stage four, and that bumped me back to like two.
Yeah. Like now I'm angry again.
But what I mean, so I guess it turns out, it was like a quartet of singers. Because they did something fun where like a representative from each university will sing. And so of course it turns out like she was a representative of her college somehow. And it was just like, there's like the Final Four. I don't know. It was like in Houston or something. I'm like, oh my gosh, what are the, And it's like, I'm posting everywhere, so I'm sure she's aware I'm like there with Amazon. I was like, what is it?
That sounds like something out of a movie.
Yeah, they're no
like
kidding.
Episode of Seinfeld. And then like, yeah, to top it off, like some random guy you're sitting next to is like, I'm on her, huh? You're like, okay, no!
That also happened to me too. This was more of like a...
The pipes on
this
her.
This is like an old school ex that like doesn't count because when you're that young, who cares? But it was like a new buddy of mine in college. And she later was on like some dance team or something that like danced at the games.
Okay.
And he leaned over, he's like, you see that one? He's like, bro.
Remember Michelle, who I just got to tell you about? Yeah. That's her, dude.
And he was like, no. Why are all... Clearly have a weird thing with performers. I don't know.
Have you ever had anyone like ask you or like suggest to you your own sister?
This is kind of our own fault, but we were... So me and her would try to make a habit of like...
We would kiss. Yeah. It's probably our bad,
but... And like
we would kiss in public and people would ask.
Yeah, people would like, I'd be like, no, are you kidding me? Ew. But we'd try to make a point to like get together in college and grab lunch. And we'd afterwards, I was like, I'd gotten some watch that I needed to get like fitted. So we went to a jewelry store. So it's me and her at a jewelry store looking around. And the guy's like, oh, we thinking, looking at some rings. And I just go, that's my sister. And the person was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Which, gotcha. To be fair, it's like,
yeah, good for him. For us,
why am I here with my sister? But has happened to you?
I worked at this summer camp for a long time, and I've been there for like 3 years. And then my sister came and started working there. And by that time, you know, not that many people stick around summer camp for a while. So I'm like, I'm on like one of the top like leadership teams. A lot of people like at this camp know who I am by this point. And so I wanted to make my sister feel like warm and welcome, but also I didn't want her to feel like Jake's little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't tell anyone.
So you gave her a little kiss.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, see ya. Run along.
Weird joke.
yeah, I don't know. But so I would like not really even tell people that she was my sister because I didn't want them being like, oh, yeah, you're Jake's sister, whatever. Yeah. Just to try and be nice to her.
Yeah, he's like, listen, this is all strategy. I want people to think you're my sister, so I'm going to tell everyone you're my girlfriend.
Yeah,
so
we can do whatever we want. No one knows that you're my sister.
No,
and
no.
So because of that, people would, it happened once. And
it's like, you guys are definitely like close, but you haven't mentioned your siblings, so you're dating. It's like, well, no, this is my sister. It's like, well, why did you say that, you freak? But yeah. I get what you were trying to do.
I was trying to be nice, but it backfired. People see us talking all the time. Yeah, like, are you kind of taking interest in that one kitschy?
We were just a year apart. We still are. So I think it was very well known that we were siblings. I can only think of that store thing, but I feel for her because I was like class clown, disrespectful kid, and she was like the perfect student and things. So it's just every year they'd be like, Casey Kennedy, like, are you related to Trey? She's like, that's my brother. And they're like, what?
Really?
Really?
By blood?
Really? This, I like you more.
It's cool that your parents adopted.
Yeah. Because
there's no way you can be related to each other.
Yeah.
I will say, right in between that summer, between like my old thing and working for you, I drove through pretty much every state.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people would be like, what's going on next in your life? And I would tell them what I'm doing. Like, oh, I know his sister. Your sister, the most popular person in the world. I'm
really?
Not even kidding. So many people were like, I mean, I guess it was mainly like Oklahoma State people.
Yeah,
like,
you might.
I know his sister. I don't know Trey.
Yeah, you might know Trey. He's like got a bunch of followers. Like, I've never heard of him, but
I know his sister
personally. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, that happened probably 12 times.
Yeah, she does.
This girl's famous.
She's like really friendly and stuff. It's probably, it's probably helpful to have her. It's like, oh, who's this Trey guy? He's weird. Well, we know her and she's normal. So
she's cool. That helps you
out. I remember when the Vine thing first started popping. I had like 30,000 followers on Vine, and it didn't occur to me that it was like real people and that anyone could recognize me. So when it happened the first time, it was just traumatizing. But my sister like went to a CVS or something and got something, and they're like, name. She's like, Kennedy. And the lady just goes, this is probably gonna be like really weird and random, but are you related to Trey
John
Kennedy?
F. Kennedy?
No, no, related to Trey Kennedy. And she was just like, what?
Why in the world are you asking me?
Like, I love his vines. And she was like, okay, I don't like this.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's, even that would be weird now.
What a shot in the dark. It's like, especially at that time, they only had 30,000 followers on Vine. And
pretty common name. It's not even like you're like the same gender to where it's like, oh, you look pretty similar. It's like a guy and a girl never look that similar.
Yeah. There's also no other famous Trey Kennedys until
Uh-oh.
The Kennedy family.
Yeah.
Has has a third popping off, and he's in some government somewhere. So I'm getting some mistaken tweets as the other Trey Kennedy.
Like, what is it? Joseph Kennedy the third?
He's basically the opposite of me. He's trying to like run for office, and I'm trying to like, I'm talking about like snot and boogers on a podcast. So
yeah,
well, you know, we're both
have platforms.
Well, yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is cool that Kennedy is such a like cool name in America. It's like, oh, the Kennedys.
I know.
You're part of that.
Yeah, that we do get asked that a lot. No, not related. We're like the poor version of it, I guess. we might have some breaking news here live on Do Less, God Bless podcast.
Something just happened?
There's some rumors. There's already rumors, but now there's rumors that it is for sure happening. Microsoft buying TikTok for as much as $30
billion. $30
billion. Yeah.
That's got to be one of the biggest tech acquisitions ever.
Yeah, you would think so. That it has to be. I think Disney bought Fox for what, $50 million or something crazy?
Really?
$50 billion. But this has to be one of the biggest ones. But yeah, they weren't going to let it go away. So Microsoft gets in the social media game with TikTok. Wow. That's interesting.
Because they just shut down Mixer too. So
Bill Gates is behind it all.
Oh,
oh crap.
God.
Oh.
He's looking through our windows. Uh-oh. And he's going to make all of our immune systems Microsoft.
TikTok.
Take my word.
The clock is ticking.
I'm PowerPointing.
It all comes together. TikTok, TikTok.
TikTok. I hope we excel.
Hmm.
All right, I'm done.
Nice. Episode 3.
Is in the books.
In the books.
It would be cool if you're watching on YouTube, if you left a comment, maybe a little timestamp of something you appreciate.
Yes, that's always thank kind of you. Fun. We always love that. Please do that.
People will be like, this podcast is hilarious. I'm like, which part though?
Yeah.
Because I don't remember what I said.
Yeah, please do that. That's fun. Reviews, tell your friends about it, share it around, drop us a note, tell us what you think. What do you love?
Awesome.
What can we do better? And every Friday we're dropping it. And if you ever want a bonus podcast, we're putting up a bonus podcast every week. Comes out every Thursday called the Do Less Guest Podcast. If you want to become a Do Less Guest, go to treykennedy.com/DLG. It's like my version of Patreon, but better. So do that. Check it out. And a portion of that goes to charity, too. We're all trying to help people. So appreciate y'all's generosity, your love. And I hope you had a good time listening. And we will see you next Friday. Do Less, God Bless.
Fix that lazy eye.